The de Havilland Beaver was returning to Ketchikan from a round-trip flight to Thorne Bay Friday when it crashed at around 7:30 in the morning. The accident occurred at the site of the former Ketchikan Pulp Company landfill adjacent to the pulp mill property in Ward Cove. Trooper spokesperson Beth Ibsen.
About 7:27 this morning, troopers received a report of a float plane that crashed in the Ward Cove area. Troopers and North Tonga Sponsor Fire Department, Coast Guard, and officers with Ketchikan Police Department all responded and located a 1959 de Havilland Beaver, owned by Pacific Airways of Ketchikan, crashed on a grassy knoll north of Ketchikan.
Ibsen says Murdoch was found dead upon arrival of emergency personnel. She says one of the plane's wings separated from the aircraft around the time of impact.
Witnesses reported to troopers that they saw the plane clip some trees, and the right wing was actually found close to the plane, but it was definitely it was knocked off from the plane and it crashed. It was found 50 feet away from the rest of the crash.
The plane was carrying cargo at the time of the crash. North Tonga's Fire Chief Dave Hull was amongst the rescue personnel to respond to the scene.
There was no fire. There didn't appear to be a rupture of the belly tank. There was no strong smell of fuel or anything like that. It was a fairly violent end to the flight.
Hull says it appears that the plane crashed nose first at a relatively steep angle.
It is crumpled is probably as good a description as anything. The pilot area where the pilot was took the brunt of the hit. Certainly the most extensive damage was there. The fuselage area from, say, about where the entry door is back was fairly well intact, although both floats, of course, were torn up. And the wing that stayed with the plane was also pretty badly damaged.
Pacific Airways declined to comment for the story pending a conversation with the deceased pilot's family. The National Weather Service is reporting low visibility and windy conditions at the time of the accident. Tom Ainsworth is the meteorologist in charge with the National Weather Service in Juneau.
Friday morning, a very strong weather front was moving through the southern panhandle, and it had a lot of wind with it and very heavy rain. And so this morning at around 7:30, clouds had lowered to below 1,000 feet, and visibilities were as low as around a mile and a half for a while during very heavy rain. And wind speeds at the Ketchikan Airport were reported to be gusting up around 30 knots. So it was a windy, strong weather front that moved through.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the accident. Senior NTSB investigator Clint Johnson says investigators are slated to arrive in Ketchikan on Saturday.
What we'll do is once we're on scene, there'll be an extensive records review. What we'll then do is see if we can get the airplane back to a hangar where we can lay the whole thing out. Obviously going to be interviewing witnesses at length and also talking with the folks from Pacific Airways there to see if we can put together the sequence of events which led up to this accident.
The NTSB is in charge of determining the cause of the accident. Johnson says the on-scene investigation would likely take 2 to 3 days. He says a preliminary report should be out within a week. Federal Aviation Administration spokesperson Mike Fergus says the Pacific Air Beaver had a current airworthiness certificate,
meaning the thing has passed maintenance inspections and is worthy to fly, that kind of a thing.
He says the FAA will be assisting the NTSB in the federal investigation into the crash.
We make an entirely thorough investigation or analysis of the flight from takeoff to landing or impact. We look at about 9 different categories, such things as communications, were they all operating, navigational aids from the airport if it happened to be appropriate, the pilot's record, does he have a current medical to fly the aircraft, is he rated to fly this particular aircraft and was it being used for the way it should be, the mechanical, the log of the aircraft, maintenance log, et cetera, a whole other slew of things like that. We go over those completely to see if there's any anomalies in them. If there are, we highlight them in the report, and then we turn that over to the NTSB for their determination of cause.
A final determination of the cause of the accident should be issued within the year. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.